from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Are we going down this road again? We saw what happened when Trump lost in 2020. Now he won't commit to accepting the results this November.
The Biden campaign is calling Donald Trump a danger to the Constitution and a threat to our democracy. After the former president refused to say he would accept the results of the election, Trump telling the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, "If everything's honest, I'd gladly accept the results. If it's not, you have to fight for the right of the country." President Biden saying, "Take Trump at his word."
ABC's Mary Bruce. A federal judge sentenced insurrectionist Ryan Nichols to 63 months in the penitentiary and fined him $200,000. For pepper spraying police that day and making recordings threatening further political violence. President Biden is offering his thoughts on pro-Palestinian demonstrations on college campuses.
There's the right to protest, but not the right to cause chaos. People have the right to get an education, the right to get a degree, the right to walk across the campus safely without fear of being attacked.
New York City police are looking at just who was arrested during protests here this week.
A preliminary breakdown by the NYPD of demonstrators arrested Tuesday night at Columbia University and the City College of New York shows nearly half were not affiliated with either schools. At Columbia, 32 people were unaffiliated with the school, but about 80 were affiliated. At City College, 102 people were not affiliated, 68 were. There's still more analysis to go.
ABC's Derek Dennis. China, the issue is Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with his Japanese, Australian, and Filipino counterparts at Pearl Harbor. China's high seas bad behavior well documented.
Filipino crews are put in danger. Sailors have been injured and property damage. That's irresponsible behavior, and it disregards international law.
The recently signed foreign aid bill includes billions for Pacific allies. You're listening to ABC News. President Biden went to Wilmington, North Carolina to announce $76 million to replace water service lines that made from lead, of which there is no safe level in drinking water.
The only way forward is to replace every lead service line that connects Americans to clean water. That's why Kamala and I are making sure the administration is the first ever to set out to do it, and we're going to get it done.
The administration to spend $3 billion nationally to replace lead service lines. More bloodletting at troubled home exercise equipment maker Peloton. ABC's Michelle Franzen.
Peloton cutting another 400 jobs worldwide and the CEO stepping down as the maker of luxury exercise equipment struggles to find its financial footing. Peloton's brand surged during the pandemic with remote work and lockdowns. Peloton says job reductions amount to approximately 15% of its global headcount. The company says its restructuring efforts include lowering expenses and closing retail showrooms in the next year. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
It takes all kinds. He wants his baby back. Joey Henney pleading for the return of his emotional support alligator. Wally, its name, disappeared from an outdoor enclosure last month during Henney's vacation to Brunswick, Georgia. Wally's attracted thousands of followers over the years with videos and photos showing people petting and cuddling the cold-blooded reptile. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.